Welcome to the inaugural podcast, Business Trends for Success. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, with Shane James, and we'd like to welcome you. We appreciate you spending this time with us, and we're going to be here to talk about the upcoming business trends, like the business trends we see, so that you can take advantage of that if you've got an established business or if you're looking to start your own business. And one of the things about business trends is it's kind of like when we talk about the tide lifts all ships. And it's a lot easier to be successful in business if you can put yourself in front of a strong trend that's heading in the right direction. Shane?
Yeah, well, money is really easy to make. And what I find is that people don't make a lot of money is because they go into business and they start businesses that there's already a lot of people doing it. So to make a lot of money, it's very simple. All you have to do is get into a business that started in a different city, bring it to your city where there's nobody doing it or a few people doing it before the lag time is up. And for myself, that's what I've did my whole life. And I've made a lot of money finding trends and doing what I did by using this concept. And I find that too many people do not know how to find the right trends. And all it takes is to find one trend and bring it to the city that you're in and you'll become a millionaire.
So we're going to make it easy for you to do that.
Yes, we're going to teach you not only how to find business trends, but we're going to teach you how to become successful and how to become very rich doing it.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to share with us today, Shane.
Well, let me start by giving you a little bit of my background. I grew up in a small town in Saskatchewan, Canada. The town was about 2,000 people. I've always loved business. I've been reading business since I was probably about 17 years old. I remember my friends would want to be going out to the clubs and chase girls at night, and they would have to pick me up at the local bookstore because I'd be reading on business trends.
Right.
So I'm 32 now, and I've been doing this for a long time. My first introduction into business was I was going to a college in Saskatchewan taking business courses, and I was looking to make some extra money. And so I started researching businesses, which I'd been doing. And I found that we started to go to people that were selling their houses, not the houses, but selling everything in the house, all the furniture. And so we would go and we'd price it all out. And as we would price it all out, then we'd go and offer them a deal. And we'd say, hey, look, you know, you're going to have a lot of people come in here one at a time by piece. We'll take everything off your hands for a lot lesser price. Well, of course, the seller wanted to get rid of it because it was a lot less hassle.
Exactly.
We took all the stuff and resold that. The key to this was nobody else was doing this. We were the only people doing this.
Right.
This paid for a lot of my college and gave me a lot of extra spending money.
Right.
This was my real start into business. That's just kind of how I found out I loved it so much. But I found out that if you find stuff that people aren't doing, money is really, really easy to make in life. My next little business venture, I did a lot of little business ventures, but my next one that I really enjoyed doing was my friend owned about four bars in Saskatchewan, and they weren't doing so well. One was doing all right. And I went to him and I said, look, I'll make you a deal. I'll help you get your bars busy, but you got to give me a percentage of the profits and you don't have to pay me. Well, he thought, okay, well, that's a great deal because if I fail, he doesn't have to pay me a dime.
Right.
So I left there, and honestly, when I left, I thought to myself, I don't know nothing about the bar business.
Mm-hmm.
So I better try and figure something out. I was, you know, as I researched so much trends, I thought, well, what's a trend in the bar business? What do people look for? And I came up, what do I go to the bar for? And I was a single guy. So as a single guy, me and my friends went to the bar to not only have drinks, but we were looking for girls.
Right.
And I thought, okay, if I can get girls into the bar, the guys will follow. So I went to a local modeling agency and I said, look, I'll make you a deal. I'll hire 15 of your girls to come down, pay them. We'll give them so many drinks just to stand around in the bar and hang out. She said, all right, that's a good idea. My models get paid and they get some exposure and they can hang out. Well, the first night we did this, it was quite interesting. There was me and about six of my friends and my friend that owned the bar. That's it, and the girls.
Right.
My friend on the bar said, you know, this is fun, but I'm losing money and we're spending money. I realize that. I said, give it some patience, and I'll teach that later in some of our podcasts about how patience pays a big price in the business.
Right.
So as the night built, there was nobody really showed up. Well, the next week there was a bit more people there. There was about, you know, maybe 25 more guys, and they brought a couple girls with them because word had gotten around that there was a lot of good-looking girls at this bar.
Right.
So there was about 25 more people. The week after that, 75 more people. The week after that, there was about 150, and after that, the next week, there was 300 people. The week after that, the bar was lined up around the door, around the corner, around the whole building. Then all I did is I duplicated that in every one of his bars.
Yeah.
We became extremely successful by doing this. This all as it was really, I created a trend. Actually, other bars started doing this what I did.
Right.
So they started asking me for my system, right, so I could start charging them to actually get my system of how I did it. That was kind of my second thing into business. And when I looked at that, again, I was doing stuff that nobody was doing. That's why it's easy to make money. And I'll repeat this over and over as we go into success, is that if you find something that nobody's doing, you can make a lot of money fast. And so then I was finished college, and I moved to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I remember coming to Vancouver, and my family thought I was crazy, to tell you the truth, because I grew up in a really small town, and I moved to this big city. And I didn't really know anybody when I moved here, and I didn't have a lot of contacts. I had no contacts, to tell you the truth. So I was in this big city by myself, doing no business, didn't know anybody. And so I was looking for opportunities. And again, I was looking for a trend. I was looking for something that I could get in before anybody else was doing. I was researching franchises, and I found a company called Curves for Women. And we probably have heard of it. It's one of the fastest growing franchises now in the world.
Yeah.
A franchise opens every 4 minutes now.
Wow. That's huge growth.
Huge, huge growth. And I researched it. And what I did is I called a lot of owners in the States. And there was only about 400 locations when I got in. There was none in British Columbia. And I seen that the trend was working. And
so this is a good example of something happening somewhere else and bringing it to where you are.
That's right. And I'll show you how it works so well. As I seen how it was working so well in the States, I knew that all I had to do was pick an area similar to the people that I've been talking to, area, the population, the type of people, the type of women, and bring it to the city I'm in, and I make a lot of money. That's exactly what I did. I brought Curves franchise to British Columbia. I started with one, and I ended up having three of them. I got one left now, and they were very, very profitable, and I've made a lot of money doing that. But I got in before everybody else. And the comment that I always hear to myself now is everyone comes up to me and says, well, I wish I would have got in on that.
Right.
If you're one step behind everybody, you can't make money. If you're two steps ahead of everybody, it's really easy to make money. And so that's kind of how I got into business. And later in our podcast, I'll even teach you how I started into business with no money. I did all business, and I've never put up any of my own money yet. So that's a very powerful thing.
Absolutely. Well, I guess it's my turn. I should give you a little bit of my background. I spent 20 years working for a major grocer in North America and manage the stores. And oftentimes they do $50 million a year, make $1 million profit, which at the time I was with them was amazing. And in fact, one of the stores where I made $1 million, they never in their wildest dreams would have thought I'd have made $500,000. And I realized that, you know, working for someone else afforded me a nice living, but was pretty limiting because I was never seeing very much of that $1 million that I was making in profit, right? And through a number of events, because at that point I don't think I would have actually ever left the company, but things happened to sort of shake up my life and make me take a good hard look at where I was going, what I was doing. And where I was heading was down a path that most of the other people that were managing stores were going down, which was nervous breakdowns, overweight, heart attacks. People that were 10 years older than me were going into the hospital or taking stress leaves. And I thought, I don't want to do that. So I recognized a trend that was a negative trend on the path that I was going down. And at that time, a little box called a computer was just starting to come out, personal computer. And I thought, this is something that I need to know more about. Bought one, and my three-year-old son and I would play games on it. He'd learn math, and I'd learn how to run a computer. And I thought, this is the direction that things are going. So in the following years, I trained people on how to use their computers. I trained them on Office, how to Internet. And people started asking me for I need a website. I need a website. I thought, okay. And unbeknownst to me, because I wasn't thinking in these terms, I discovered another trend, which was the growth of the internet and the growth of websites. So I started a company, Designer Web Solutions. DesignerWebSolutions.com still exists. You can take a look at it if you want. And I built websites for people, which basically I was substituting employment for self-employment, which isn't really a lot different. And as opposed to being a business owner, right? So I did that for a while, and then one of the major internet marketing companies in the world contacted me and asked me to be one of their coaches. So I spent 2 years with them coaching people on how to start businesses and how to take their existing business and either put it on the internet or make it successful on the internet. And I have clients that sold nothing after having a website for 3 years and 6 to 8 months after working with me. One in particular is in England, sold over £20,000, which is well over almost $50,000 in eyeglasses online, which is amazing. Other people, I doubled someone's income in 60 days. One of my clients there, I'll never forget this as long as I live. She said, 2 months ago, Scott, when you told me I should do an ebook on my topic, because she had a health clinic, I said, yeah. She said, oh, we decided to do it. And then actually we broke it down into 5 different topics, and we've written 4 of the 5 ebooks. Oh, yeah. And then what happened? Well, she says, we were wondering how many we'd sold. So we counted it up, and in the last 2 months, we've sold 1,000. So the first thing I think is, what did you sell it for, right? And I said, what was the price? She says, well, we started at $19, and then we moved it up to $29. So what she was basically telling me was that she made an extra $20,000 to $30,000 in 2 months off of one of my suggestions. And that felt really, really good. I ended up flying all over the world, talking to 200, 300, 400 person groups on internet marketing, and specifically on blogging and podcasting. And since we're talking about business trends, I think one of the major trends right now is the growth in podcasting and taking advantage of that. So Shane and I started off doing another podcast on weight loss, which is at www.freeweightlosspodcast.com. And we've had over 1,100 people subscribe to our podcast in just over a couple days over a month, which to me shows that not only have we picked an area where there's huge interest, but we've coupled that with the huge growth that's occurring in podcasting and the lack of quality content for people to download and listen to on their MP3 players and iPods. So we took the success of our first podcast and we decided we wanted to talk a little bit more about some of our other loves, which are business trends, business success, and of course podcasting, and put it all together in a package for you. So hope you're enjoying this as much as we're enjoying it, bringing it to you.
Yeah, this podcast is going to be very unique, and it's going to be different than anything that you're really going to listen to, because we're actually going to give you practical businesses and actually real trends that you can actually take and start in your own city. There might be certain trends that come along, and you're in a different country, and it might be there already, or it may not be. But you may pass up 2 or 3 or 4 of the trends that we're looking at, and eventually that right one, that right business, and that right trend is going to come along where it's not around you, and you can take that and run with it and have a $1 million idea. That's why this is so unique. This is probably going to be one of the most unique podcasts you're ever going to come across.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm really excited about it because we're going to take the trends that Shane and I have been researching, and I'm also going to give you some facts and figures from the internet, because the internet is a great place to research.
I mean, if you look at an example right now, it's myself. I'm on another trend. See, when me and Scott got together and he talked about the podcasting, we sat down and we reviewed everything. The main reason that I got into podcasting, well, was number one is that I have so many expertise that I can teach everybody. But two was the podcasting was such a trend. If it wouldn't be at the right time right now, and this podcasting would be 2 years from now, I wouldn't get in it because it would be a waste of my time.
That's right. It's amazing when you look at, like in terms of, say, weight loss, if you try to find a weight loss podcast, there's maybe 40 or 50 that are being done if you do a search. And actually, there's 40 or 50 that will come up in the search results, and there's probably, you know, 10 that are actually on that topic. Whereas if you go to, say, Google and you put in weight loss, you'll probably find 100 or 200 million websites. Now, that's pretty hard to be found in a group of 200 million websites. But whereas it's very, very to be found, easy to be found if there's only 50. And of course, it's so those of you that have missed the, think you've missed the trend of the internet, which started, you know, 12, 13 years ago, I'm here to tell you there's a new twist on it, which of course is podcasting, that is going to give you the same opportunities, I believe, that people had 12 years ago. And we're starting to see it.
Yeah, if you want to learn more about podcasting, how to get on the trend, give us an email. And Scott's an expert on it, and he does a few courses on it and does coaching and stuff on it. So I'm sure he'd be more than happy to, set a deal up with you guys and help you out if you're looking for this trend to work on.
Well, thanks, Shane. If you want to email us, by the way, it's success@podomatic.com. And if you just listen to this podcast on your friend's iPod or MP3 player, you don't know how to get a hold of us, you can go to success.podomatic.com and subscribe to our podcast.
I'm also going to put out there that I've got a lot of people in my inner circle that I'm mentored by that are millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires. And we're always looking for unique ideas. So if you guys got some unique trends out there and you want us to run them on our podcast, send them our way, and we'll help you promote some of them on there as well. And we're also always looking for people that may want to take some of the ideas that we have but don't have the funding and come on board with us, which we'd be looking at funding some of them if we could put your skills together and the right business opportunities came by and that kind of stuff. So we'll definitely consider that as well.
Great. And again, anything that any correspondence you want to send it success@podomatic.com.
And we'll also be speaking about success as well. As we're going to speak about the trends, which is very important stuff, but we're going to teach you practical stuff on success, stuff like how to take action. That's the reason, one of the major reasons why I've been so successful in making money and business is because I'm consistently taking action. So we'll teach you things like how to take action, how to eliminate procrastination, how to find the right business partners, how to be mentored by millionaires and multimillionaires like myself, how to become more successful, how to negotiate right. So it's not just about the trends. We're going to set you up with all the skills that you can take out and apply it so you can be successful in everything that you do when it comes to business, finances, and money.
And there's just one thing we got to say. It's kind of like the disclaimer. We can be talking here till the cows come home, but if you don't take action, nothing's going to happen. So I think Shane hit it right on the head. Like, you have to take action. And it may be, you know, that you take action and things don't work out the first time. I mean, the first time I played, say, baseball and swung at the ball, I missed. And it doesn't mean that I was a failure as a baseball player. It just means the first time I swung, I missed. And oftentimes, when I'm talking to people about their online businesses, they may have picked the wrong industry to be in. You know, so put another website up, try a different industry or try a different product. You have to keep trying things and learning and moving forward. And oftentimes, we're afraid of failure, and so we don't take that first step. Like, we're really here to tell you that, you know, we've failed lots. Well, actually, you have a great saying about failure, Shane. I just love it. How does it go again?
Well, in NLP, we say there's no failure, there's only feedback.
Yeah, so, you know, you may have to get a lot of feedback, but that doesn't mean if you don't persevere, you're not going to succeed and get your goals, and we firmly believe that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you start to live by that, presupposition of NLP, there's no failure, there's only feedback, you'll watch your whole life change, because now you're not fearful to ever take a risk, you're not fearful to quit your job, you're not fearful to move to the next level, and you'll eventually just take action and do it. We also have a very great coaching program, too, that we can help you take action on and help you through the process of getting into business, or if you're already in business, going to the next level.
Exactly.
So is that, are we going to wrap it up today for today, Scott, or do you want to...
Yeah, I think that's it for today. What are we going to be talking about next time?
Next time we are going to be talking about a trend. I'm going to set you up on a certain trend in a different country. And then we're going to talk about accountability, being accountable to what you're going to do.
Excellent. Well, I want to tell you how much we appreciate you listening to our first podcast on Business Trends for Success, and we're looking forward to hearing all about your adventures in the business world and the success and that's going to be coming your way. You're taking a big step towards achieving your goals and increasing your business.
And I hope you guys are ready, so strap on your seatbelts and get ready to make a whole bunch of money.
Goodbye.